from KQED.
The San Ysidro port of entry between San Diego and Tijuana is the busiest land border port of entry in the world, and it's going to get bigger. A multi-million dollar expansion project aims to modernize the 40-year-old facilities and reduce wait times. But some locals worry the extra traffic will make bad air pollution worse. Adrian Florido of KPBS reports from San Diego.
David Flores is driving through San Ysidro, the neighborhood where he's worked as an architect and planner for more than a decade. It's San Diego's most southern neighborhood, tucked right against the border with Mexico. Driving through, you could be in any quiet Latino neighborhood in the U.S.
And then we turn around and look at Tijuana in the background, and it's huge.
Just across the border, Mexico's third largest city sprawls up a hillside layered with homes. San Ysidro, a neighborhood of 30,000 people, mostly immigrants, is Tijuana's gateway. On an average day, some 200,000 people cross the border here. For those heading north, of course, that means this.
The border waits are extremely long. It is 2 hours and 45 minutes at San Ysidro. It's an hour.
Sitting in their idling cars for hours, making meager progress toward the front of the customs inspection line, windows shut to keep out all the exhaust. Now, for all those people, there's good news. The U.S. has started construction on a massive project to double the number of inspection booths, with the hope of cutting that wait down to 30 minutes tops. But the project will also include something the border has never had. Within a few years, the government will build booths that will allow U.S. customs agents to inspect cars before they head into Mexico.
The reason for performing these inspections is the flow of illicit money and guns from the U.S. into Mexico.
Chris Mastin is the Customs and Border Protection official who oversees land ports of entry from California to Texas. In fact, since 2009, officers have been checking cars headed south, hoping to intercept guns and money they suspect are fueling Mexico's drug war. But these inspections have been sporadic, with officers standing in traffic. Border officials wanted more permanent booths for those inspections. And that brings us back to David Flores, who's come to the playground at San Isidro's Willow Elementary School. Behind its back fence, traffic zooms down Interstate 5, heading for the border just a quarter mile away.
This is what really alarmed us, actually. Once we said, wait a minute, if all these vehicles are now going to be inspected by both the U.S. and Mexico, and this is the route, what is going to happen to Willow School? You know, I mean, we're talking about thousands of vehicles daily that are going to be backed up.
And that backup, he fears, would mean a lot more pollution in a neighborhood where pollution is already bad. A couple of years ago, Flores and a San Diego State University researcher took air quality samples at several sites in San Ysidro, and they found that the closer they got to the long line of cars in Tijuana, the more polluted the air, with up to 10 times more stuff like black carbon than at sites outside the neighborhood. But the CBP's Chris Mastin says a long line of cars to get into Mexico might not happen.
We don't have any intention at this point of putting up a full-blown 24/7. It looks like the same thing we do on the inbound side. It's not that at all.
So what to do? Flores says he's tried talking with the agency in charge of construction, the General Services Administration, or GSA, to see how it might mitigate the impacts.
GSA has said, we're not going to mitigate anything. That's not our work.
But GSA official Langston Trigg, who oversees the project, says he just doesn't know yet what those impacts will be.
That's kind of unknown.
The government will have to study those impacts once construction nears. But that won't happen without congressional funding, which could take a couple of years. Until then, it's impossible to know for sure how air quality will change near the border. It could even improve, since there should be shorter wait times to get into the U.S. But Flores doesn't want to take any chances. He says this is an issue of environmental justice in a disadvantaged community. He recently met with staff at the Environmental Protection Agency, who told him they could help find funding for ways to ease the impact of pollution, like filters in school air conditioners and other measures. Flores says San Ysidro needs to be ready just in case. For the California Report, I'm Adrian Florido in San Diego.